And now on to the main event. And a 5-minute break. We're going to have the first installment of our two-reader set. The first part of which is our special reader, Jenny Cherokoni.
Good evening. Thank you for coming down. Thank all my friends. This is a poem of when I was living in an old warehouse. I was thinking back about the war. Shrapnel fled exploding stars, shredding the clouds' wool. It boiled down with the rain and bullets, cracking the look of night, trapped in gathering pools on a pavement of mirrors. Tall windows at the top floor framed his figure. His eyes were alone in the street, watching chunks of water's glass call down the shadows of nameless beasts, curling above in the sky's smoke. I did it for you, Dad, and you too, Uncle Ed. It was the medals won from the one to end all ones, how they hung over the mantle, filling the hungry void of my youth, how they told me of things yet to be done, of waiting, for the purpose of men, when they call themselves men. Like father, like son, but you never told me how the faces of peasants, twisted with terror, follow you home, into your bed, into the sun. I found the blood you pawned for peace and for me. Thank you. This is a bus poem. Hot ingot eyes of Ethel Barrymore, defying the dust of a prairie wheat storm. Just the eyes, her eyes, tracking me through smoke windows on this chrome-plated spear. She penetrates bulleting speed. Now she roams the hills of grass, growing stronger with the meld of time. Eyes, gemfire, treasure. She won't let go. But wait, there's more. A refugee from the far side of the sun, laden with the unwelcome face of light. Purgatory didn't pay well. I woke up on a rough bed, under the chiseled stare of simmering alley cats. Murder was pregnant, and bellies were drumming the songs of assassins. There were warriors parading in rocking chairs, and they were curling over tomorrow. It's over now. I'm alone. The thumping stretches beneath silvery asphalt. So this is hell. Welcome, son. Killers never sleep. They'll find the hidden hearts. They found yours. Thank you. I like the way that our culture deifies certain people, especially in the 80s. I call 1985, my phrase for 1985 is guards seize them. And the phrase for... The phrase for the whole decade is, let's see, Toys R Us. You're right. But this poem is called Thoughtful Programming. I eat the children of your thoughts. I tune in regularly. Someday I'm going to tune you in, Jesus, in bold flesh tones. Smiling from within a bowl of nude pearl. Your words carried by a chorus of pubic voices. Your own show with a hell of a lot of sponsors. And then there's Mao Zedong, who woke China's starving millions and carried his crosses more than 3,000 miles in little over a year. All the while, people were shooting at him, trying to kill him. He could still reach into the gutter and lift up the lost heartbeats, just like you did, Jesus. But he wouldn't let them kill him like you did, Jesus. He kept on going. He understood the need. And that little Oriental devil, Ho Chi Minh, who wore a wooden yoke around his neck for 2 bitter years, mushing through mud roads in China, his thoughts always to the freedom of his green Vietnam. He fought his Romans, Jesus, not like you did. He fought them again and again, Jesus, like you couldn't. His strength was not rooted in death, but in love, in life, the here, the now. And when I'm old, 80, cackling over my gums, I won't be in some home, but I'm going to be in the bush with a gun held close to my breast. Now I'm gonna read something a little lighter to break up the. This is the hate poem. Somebody give me a drink. No. Okay. Rich hate poor, black hate whites, Arab hate Jews, day hates night, men hate women, kids hate school, pets hate master, workers hate tools, Sand hates seed, dead hate tombs, ears hate music, and the fetus hates wombs. Beggars hate thieves, crops hate soil, God hates devil, Getty hates oil, Sunday hates Monday, stars hate sky, two hates three, and what hates why? Dawn hates dusk, sun hates moon, winners hate losers, bang hates boom, paper hates words, later hates soon, sons hate daughters, prophets hate doom, Christ hates all, our black hates blue, lines hate dots, and who hates you? Thank you. This is a prose poem I wrote about Central America. I want to dedicate this to a very close friend of mine who just passed away, Ronnie Williams. My love, after the men came and tore you from the dream we wove above our sleep, I rose from where they left me and followed your path of tears into the mouth of a hungry night. Stirring coals of a swelling sun banished your tracks into steaming mist, and I returned to Ostra to find your name bleeding from the walls. The wind had combed our fire into ashes, and darkness was dying in our bed. Under many moons bearing the shroud of your face, I waited, watching, while they carried you farther away from all we have. Through rows of infant corn I walk, baptized by the sweat storms left from your ceremonies upon this altar of soil. Now I go from here bearing the wisdom of all our fathers' fathers, who fed the veins of the earth's skin with their blood. I go from here to whisper into starving ears all you ever left for us. I go from here to whisper the song of warriors into the soft heartbeats of all who wait like me. I go from here seeking weapons of the grave, long ago made into plowshares. I go from here as we have the earth have always gone and shall always and forever go to arm your love. And with that, I'll call it a night. Thank you.